So here's a stat that should either excite you or terrify you, depending on your day. There's research out of Wharton showing that when you let AI personalize the order and pace of a lesson, exam scores go up by 0.15 standard deviations, and teacher workload doesn't go up at all. Let that sit for a second. We might be watching the first real measurable proof that AI tutoring actually works. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one, and it's the one everyone in education is quietly obsessing over right now, AI tutoring. AI for decades. The holy grail of education research has been something called the Two Sigma problem. One-on-one human tutoring produces massively better outcomes than classroom teaching, like two standard deviations better. The catch, you can't give every kid a personal tutor. There aren't enough humans, and there's definitely not enough money. So for 50 years, that's just been a nice idea, a thing researchers wrote papers about inside. And now generative AI shows up and says, what if we just build the two? Brookings actually looked at this seriously, not hype actual research, and found that generative AI tutoring systems can perform a lot of the core functions of a real human tutor. Diagnosing what a kid doesn't understand, adjusting the difficulty in real time, explaining the same concept five different ways until one of them clicks. The clearest example of this actually working in the real world is Khanmigo out of Khan Academy. It launched right alongside GPT-4, and this is the part I find genuinely wild. It's being piloted in actual public schools. Not some elite private academy with a robotics lab, regular schools, and here's where it gets interesting. Khanmigo isn't just for students, it also helps teachers. Lesson planning, feedback, the stuff that eats hours of a teacher's night. So it's playing both sides, tutor to the kid, assistant to the adult. And honestly, I think this is one of the few AI use cases where the hype and the evidence actually line up. A lot of AI is going to transform X claims are, let's say, aspirational. This one has data behind it. Adaptive sequencing, improving test scores without burning out teachers, that's not a vibe, that's a result. My takeaway, personalized tutoring might be the most legitimately mature application of AI we have right now. Not chatbots writing your emails, not AI generating stock photos of hands with six fingers, actual measurable learning gains, for actual kids and actual classrooms. But here's the thing, while everyone was celebrating the tutoring breakthrough, something quieter and honestly more interesting was happening in the background. Schools are being really careful about how far they let this go, because here's the tension nobody wants to say out loud. If an AI can replicate a lot of what a human tutor does that mean we don't need the human? And the answer coming out of research circles, and I think this is the smart answer, is no. Not even close. In fact, EDUCAS, which is basically the research body for higher ed technology, framed this as something they call a social paradox. Personalized AI tutoring might make learning more efficient while quietly stripping out the social and interpersonal parts of education that also matter. Kids don't just learn math from a tutor, they learn how to ask for help, how to be embarrassed and recover from it, how to read a human face and know when someone's actually listening. An AI can nail the math part. It cannot replicate a teacher noticing that a kid's been quiet for 3 days and something's wrong at home. So districts are adopting this thing everyone's calling augment, not replace. Which, yeah, I know sounds like a corporate slide, but in this case, it actually means something specific. Use AI to reduce grading time, generate feedback, build practice questions, but keep a human absolutely in the loop for judgment calls, for equity, for privacy. Especially privacy, you're talking about data on literal children. And if you're thinking, wait, didn't we just spend 2 minutes saying AI tutoring produces amazing results? Yeah, we did both. Things are true at once. That's kind of the whole story of AI in 2026. Incredible tool, terrible replacement. The honest version of this story isn't robots will teach your kid. It's robots will do the repetitive 70%, so a real teacher has energy left for the 30% that actually requires being human. Quick hits before we go. Squirrel AI is out there building adaptive tutoring specifically for K-12 and test prep. Leaning hard into that diagnose the exact gap, then fix it model, AI Quizlet has quietly folded AI into its study tools. So instead of just flashcards, it's now generating explanations and practice on the fly, millions of students using it and probably not even thinking of it as AI. And somewhere in an EDU cost research thread, someone made the point that might be the smartest sentence in this whole conversation. Personalized learning and social learning might actually be at odds with each other, and nobody's fully solved that yet. So here's your big picture. The theme running through all of education AI right now isn't, will it work? It clearly does, at least for tutoring. The real question, the one nobody's answered, is what we lose while we're gaining it. Efficiency is easy to measure. What a kid loses by never struggling in front of another human being, that doesn't show up on a test score. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.